As low milk prices, tariff issues, and other financial struggles continue to make farm life across the country more difficult, farming towns are shifting towards training community members to keep an eye out on the farmers in their neighborhoods when it comes to dealing with stress and anxiety within the industry. But these issues aren't new to rural areas, and many are hoping to also put an end to the stigma that mental health discussions carry. WXXI's Caitlin White has more from a training session in Wyoming County.
People tend to be dairy farmers because they're strong and they're individual, and we're going to solve our problems by, if worse comes to worse, we'll just suck it up and pull ourselves up by our bootstrap.
Charlie Baker has worked in sales, connecting dairy farmers with animal care products, cleaning gear, and more for about 20 years. Before that, he and his wife had a dairy farm of their own. They're both taking this class to have more tools in their toolbox. Baker says the dairy economy is tough, and when he visits farmers, he wants the skills that allow him to be clued in and help them.
It's a general consensus out here that I'm not sure how much longer I can do this. I'm not sure. I have had guys tell me that I'm in this until my feed runs out. I'm looking at maybe April or May, and we're going to have to do something different.
Charlie, his wife, and about 20 other people are in a basement conference room in the Wyoming County Agriculture and Business Center to learn to recognize the signs and symptoms of depression, suicidal thoughts, and more in a course called Mental Health First Aid. These people, like Charlie, aren't mental health professionals. They're agricultural workers. They're neighbors. And they just want to help. Joe Beth Rath, the Director of Workforce Development for Goodwill of the Finger Lakes, is taking the class with a coworker. She says she has two reasons for coming, one personal and one professional. Personally, someone close to her family died in a murder-suicide 3 years ago, so she is passionate about mental health advocacy. Professionally, her work is mainly with AgriBility, a USDA-funded program making agricultural work accessible to people with disabilities. She says farming communities are small and tightly interwoven, so people don't necessarily want to do something, like park their car outside a mental health facility and have everyone in town know about it.
It's a society that has been very self-reliant, so I think mental health issues we can't always fix them ourselves, and we don't always have the tools. So I think it's probably just going to take some time for it to be acceptable to ask for help, and we have to build that. And we have to be able to recognize that somebody needs it. You know, sometimes somebody's just having a bad day, and that's a bad day. Sometimes it's too many bad days.
Organizers of the class say access to mental health care in rural areas can be a challenge. Depending on the situation, the right care might be as far away as Rochester or Buffalo. So having community members who can help people right away is valuable. Dan Welch is the assistant director of New York FarmNet, an organization that works with farm families to provide personal and financial help.
When you're managing a farm, taking 3 or 4 hours out of your day to make that trip becomes a significant barrier to getting assistance. And there's parts of the state where even looking at longer drives to get to appropriate resources.
Joan Petson is a farm business management specialist with the Northwest New York Dairy Livestock and Field Crops team. Like Rath, she talks about being part of a smaller community.
Something as simple as somebody not going to church on Sunday that normally comes most every week. You know, reaching out and say, hey, we missed you. Can you go with me, or can I go, you know, can I pick you up? Something like that, just to make it easier or make people feel like I am welcome.
She says providing resources like these classes gives more people in the community the tools they need to know how to react and help farmers.
There's a lot of good neighbors in the agricultural community who, they're a group that looks out for one another. And I sense that the people who support farmers and those that are in support businesses, as well as other farmers, really want to see everyone be successful and to get through this difficult time.
Caitlin White, WXXI News.